Hi, Sander. How are you? And before you are allowed to answer that question, perfect stocking stuffer, end of year practice, boost your career, how to make an impact, get recognized, and build the career you want. Sander and Michelle Flom, available online, has sold very well, is very useful. Now, hi, Sander. How are you?
Thank you very much. Well, the Amazon reviews have been very good on the book, so I'm very happy about that.
And you haven't been writing them?
Yeah, everything is good, Jill. Happy to be back with you. Sorry I had to miss last week with you, but I was on the road traveling. So I thought we'd do a different kind of show today.
Okay.
It's not about leadership, but I found this piece in Time Magazine last week fascinating. They had something called the best kind of inventions that make the world better. So I thought our listeners would enjoy some of this. We can't go through all of it, but let me go through some of the more interesting ones. Okay, with them.
I'm ready.
So the first one we'll discuss is fascinating to me because my wonderful cousin, who is the great child psychologist Stan Cassell, happened to be blind, and this is which I've sent to him, glasses that give sight to the blind. Let me tell you a little bit about this incredible invention. So, you know, for millions of people who are legally blind, the navigation is a routine challenge through canes, dogs, you know, that helps. But they cannot mimic actual vision. So this new product, let me tell you what it is. It's called eSight 3, small e, sight, S-I-G-H-T, 3, to our listeners who are blind or maybe have someone in the family who are blind. So think of it as the world's most powerful pair of glasses once the users put on eSight. It records high-definition video and uses magnification, contrast, and proprietary algorithms to enhance the imagery into something that a legally blind person can see, enabling them to partake in a variety of activities, including sports that would otherwise be off limits. Now, here's the price. The price is high. It's $10,000. But at $10,000, you know, the device, which was launched in February, is not accessible to everyone except through the company does help connect with would-be buyers with funding sources, including grants. So there are a lot of grants. There's a lot of opportunities out there for people who indeed want to buy it. It's affordable now through these grants. To date, the customer estimates it's been used by more than 1,000 people. 1,000 people. So I'm happy about that. So that's a very cool thing for the blind. I'm thrilled that people have taken, you know, focus, that people have focused on helping blind people, because I love my cousin Stan. Okay, next. Listen to this. Wristbands that help babies get a better start. So for you know, fat is an extremely useful quality in babies. Without it, they would rapidly lose their body heat, become hypothermic, and develop breathing and other problems. But in areas with few resources, where the numbers of premature or low weight births are highest, most hospitals and clinics can't afford incubators to help keep babies warm. And most parents don't know their babies are in danger until it's too late. Interesting, isn't it? So enter a device called the BEMPU. Let me spell it. B-E-M-P-U. BEMPU. A $28 light-up temperature monitoring bracelet that fits on the baby's wrist. It sounds an alarm and flashes orange if babies are too cold, so mothers can warm them against their skin or swaddle them. So far, the device has helped an estimated 10,000 newborns, mostly in India, but also in 25 other countries. And earlier this year, it won a $2 million grant from Saving Lives at Birth to scale its distribution even wider. Our goal, says BEMPU CEO Rathul Natron, is to make a solid dent in the neonatal mortality numbers. Fascinating, fascinating new invention. So again, it's called BEMPU, capital B-E-M-P-U. All right? Very, very impressive. Okay, listen to this. a hijab that empowers Muslim athletes. How cool is this idea? So it's tough, obviously, to play sports for a Muslim woman in a hijab, right? If the material is too heavy, it causes excessive bleeding. Sweating, I should say. If it's too light, it might fall off during competition. And if it's fastened in the wrong way, you can feel like you're going to choke. The inventor, Manel Rostam, an Egyptian runner based in the United Arab Emirates and the founder of Surviving Hijab Facebook group, which has nearly a million members, Nike's Pro Hijab, which was put into development after executives met with EAU weightlifter Hamad Adad in 2016. This device, in fact, aims to shift the status quo. Unlike a traditional hijab, it's called the Pro Hijab, is made with light washable material that sucks in the moisture. Athletes who have used it report it helps manage sweat. But for women like Rustam, who was one of the Pro's early testers, the symbolic way to Nike's investment as well. I'm athletic, I'm outspoken, I'm empowered by a big company, she says. I'm representing what Muslim women can be. So this is really great for women. You know, it's the first hijab that they can wear where they can be an athlete, okay? It absorbs all the sweat and it's not heavy on the head. Okay, so it's made by Nike Corporation. So we should keep that in mind. It's called Pro Hijab. Okay?
All right.
Good.
What else we got? These are very cool things, by the way.
Yeah, aren't they cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
And not enough, I think that not enough people know that they exist because they're so busy focusing on other things.
Sure. Well, that's why I thought this would be an interesting show, you know, for some of us. Okay. How about this one for everybody? A Wi-Fi router that safeguards your smart home. Okay. This is a device developed by Sysmatec, S-Y-M-A-T-N-D-E-C. It's a very popular company. So there are many benefits in owning gadgets to go online, not at least of which is, you know, the ability to brew a pot of coffee while you're lying in bed. But in this new reality, almost any appliance we own, from toasters to washing machines, can be targeted by hackers. The Norton Core, this is what it's called, the Norton Core aims to neutralize that threat. Unlike most Wi-Fi routers, which merely enable connectivity, the Core is designed to detect abnormalities. If one device is showing signs of a virus, the Core cuts it off from the rest of your home network, much like a hospital would quarantine a sick patient. Unbelievable to me, right? It also regularly updates its software to stay on top of new threats and keep homeowners safe and secure. The fact that it looks like a Star Trek prop is interesting, and that is just a bonus to the buyer. So just remember, it's made by Symantec, and it's called the Norton Core. So that's what I kind of wanted to share a little bit this morning. But you can get Time Magazine, and you can get the rest of it. But these are the ones that I thought our readers would be, most interested. A lot of other inventions, of course, are all robotics. The robotics that you can, in fact, relate to. The personal robots such as, Amazon Echo, the Google Home, and all that. And how the new ones that have come out called Jibo are very different from the ones that are out there right now. So I thought that would be a cool way to start the holiday season. with new innovations.
Got to start the year with new innovations, because if you don't, then it's really hard for those brain cells to trudge around.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, that's our show for today, Jill.
And thank you very much, and we will talk to you soon. Happy everything. Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Happy holidays to you, Jill. Bye-bye.